It's time for the Talk of the Town on KTLO-FM. Brought to you by Gail Clark, your Mount and Ohm Edward Jones Financial Advisor on Cardinal Drive, Highway 62 East here in Mount and Ohm. A program highlighting upcoming events and interesting people and organizations in the Twin Lakes area. And now here's your host, Kim Saichi.
Welcome to Talk of the Town. Glad to have you with us on this finally Friday. I hope you've had a good week. I have, because in the studio with me is Bill Simpson. We are going to talk about a tuna Christmas. If you don't know what a tuna Christmas is, well, Bill, tell them about the whole tuna series.
Well, Tuna, Texas is the third smallest town in Texas. And they have quite a variety of characters that live there. And the Tuna series was written by Jaston Williams, Joe Sears, and Ed Howard. And they performed the first one, Greater Tuna, which talked, you know, was their immediate one. And now it's Christmas time in Tuna. And the big event is the annual Christmas Yard Display Contest.
Mm-hmm.
And there was one lady who has won it 14 years in a row, and everyone's wondering if she's going to make it 15. But there is also the Christmas Phantom in town, and the Christmas Phantom has been vandalizing all of the yard displays, and no one seems to be able to catch him. They all think that it's Stanley Bummiller who's doing it, but they can't prove it. So it's a matter, it's a mystery, who is the Phantom? And then, of course, the local community theater director, Joe Bob Lipsy, is trying to put on a Christmas carol, but having all kinds of problems doing that, too. It's really funny.
Yeah, there's a couple stories within the story.
Yes, there's stories within the stories. I mean, there's Joe Bob Lipsy's story. There's the Christmas display story. There's Bertha Bummiller, who's Stanley's mom. Well, she's got three kids, and anybody that's seen Greater Tuna knows who they are, but they are two that have just gotten out of high school and another, well, I guess probably just middle school or fourth, fifth grade age,
mm-hmm.
and they all have their own issues.
Mm-hmm.
Stanley's a thug. Bertha likes to overeat, and she's in love with the director, and then Jody, who keeps bringing in stray cats from the local Humane Society. And the Humane Society isn't just cats and dogs, it's everything. Coyotes, raccoons, iguanas.
It's a crazy
story. It's crazy.
And it is so much fun. Are you playing multiple characters?
Yes. There are two of us that are in the cast. We each play 10.
Mm. It's a and real challenge.
That's part of the fun of it, you know. They're fairly fast changes. You know, one of us will walk off the stage and right back in, and somebody else in a different costume, different character, different voice. It's really cool.
I'm telling you, it really is a great play. The whole series is terrific. And if you have a chance, this is the last weekend you guys are putting it on, right,
yes,
Bill?
Yes. Uh-huh. We are Friday night at 7, Saturday night at 7, and Sunday afternoon at 2. Is our last three performances, and there's still tickets available. So,
how do they get tickets?
There are several ways. The best way is to go online to www.twinlakesplayhouse.org,
mm-hmm.
and there will be a button that says tickets. It's real big, can't miss it. You click that ticket, and it'll take you to a page where you can pick your day, and then it'll show you the seats that are available. You can pick your seats, pay for it, and print your tickets, and you're done.
Just absolutely simple. Make it
very
really,
simple,
really easy.
Very easy. It's pretty user friendly too.
Very.
So for people that are technically challenged like me, you can still do it. Of course, you can call 870-424-0444. And leave a message on the answering service. Someone will get back to you and take your order for the tickets. Then you just come and pay for them at the door. If you're not there within 30 minutes of the showing, your tickets could get sold because we haven't been paid yet, but usually not.
Yeah.
Or you can come, just show up and come in. If there's tickets available,
pay at the door.
That's it.
Yep, makes it pretty simple. You guys have done a massive renovation here in the last year and a half or so.
In the last year, it's been not even a year.
Yeah.
We totally remodeled it. We added 7 feet height to the stage. We remodeled the auditorium, newer seats, much better sound system. Added a bigger concession area, added a shop, a workshop, which we never had. We added new makeup area and new dressing rooms, and probably the best addition, as far as I'm concerned as a actor, was we now have bathrooms for the cast.
That's wonderful. You don't have to go all the way out and around.
No.
That's wonderful.
Yes.
But, you know, all these things take money, and we really have a very wonderful little playhouse, the Twin Lakes Playhouse.
We do.
And wonderful people who run it, incredibly talented people. I know you've got some really neat shows coming up as well. We won't go into that because we're going to have some guests coming in. But there's after this one, there's kind of a big one coming up after that.
The next one after this is going to, it opens January 25th, and it's called Pure as the Driven Snow.
Mm-hmm.
It's a melodrama. It ought to be hilarious.
It is hilarious.
Dylan Gamble is directing that, and Dylan is also my partner in Tuna. So
lots of talent we've got in this area.
We do.
It's amazing. Bill, I thank you so very much for coming in. I hope everybody gets to see Tuna Christmas. It's just, if you need a laugh this weekend, this is where to get it. Go Friday, Saturday, Sunday, either one or all of them. Once you see it, you'll want to see it again.
Tickets are only $12.
There you go.
It's not like it's expensive.
No. And you get real live performance, and these are folks right here in our own community, and we need to support them. Bill, again, thank you so much.
Well,
I probably won't see you, so happy Thanksgiving.
Well, same to you, and thank you for having me.
No problem. Come back and see us.
Will do.
That'll wrap it up for Talk of the Town. As a matter of fact, that wraps it up for the week. Y'all be good to each other out there, and I'll talk to you again soon.
You've been listening to the Talk of the Town, brought to you by Gail Clark, your Mountain Home Edward Jones financial advisor on Cardinal and Highway 62 East in Mountain Home. Learn how she can help you reach your financial goals. Stop by or visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, making sense of investing, member SIPC.